No.
Sir Michael Dickerson?
Who?
Michael Dickerson?
No, you're the wrong number.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. Okay, I can see here you were doing the survey before, right?
No.
Okay, so now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Neither.
Better?
No.
So, is it getting worse or staying about the same?
About the same, I guess.
Okay, so staying about the same? Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
Yeah, about the same.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose to. Donald Trump getting elected as a president again, cuts to social safety and nets like Social Security and Medicare, a lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, a lack of economy opportunity and jobs in your community, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, and extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms. Which of those?
Crime sucks.
You said crime?
Yeah, that's no good.
Okay, just that one?
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. For example, Kamala Harris?
Useless, none, 0.
0, okay. Joe Biden?
Useless, none, 0.
Donald Trump?
Criminal, useless, none, 0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
50-50.
Okay, 50. Tommy Baldwin? Okay, and Mandela Barnes?
50-50.
Okay, and Black Lives Matter? Hello?
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay, and the Democratic Party? And the last one, the Republican Party?
20.
Okay, thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kennedy, probably.
Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Neither. Wouldn't vote.
Wouldn't vote?
Nope.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? In this case,
well,
I have the... A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
So, it'll be a lot, some, little, or...
A lot. That's a lot.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And has what you have seen and heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
So much more favorable, somewhat more favorable?
Less favorable.
Okay, somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Biden. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree with that description. Use a 10 if you strongly agree with that. Describes Biden, and 5 is if you somewhat agree, and 0 if you don't agree that it describes Biden at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, has the right approach to women's reproductive rights?
For Biden?
Yes, correct. So, I tell you the statement, and you tell me if you agree with that or not. You have to rate it from 0 to 10.
Oh, 5.
Okay, so has the right approach to women's reproductive rights?
Yeah, it's 5 in the middle.
5, okay. And is too focused on foreign policy issues?
Say it again.
Yeah, is too focused on foreign policy issues?
Too focused on what?
It's too focused on foreign policy issues.
Oh, foreign, okay.
Foreign, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Maybe about 3, I guess.
3, thank you. And has the right approach to the war in Israel and Gaza?
The right approach?
Yes, the right approach.
I guess he's trying to shut it down, but maybe about a 5, I guess.
Okay. And is fighting to protect our voting rights?
Five.
And takes black voters for granted?
Maybe about 2.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, suppose there were 2 different candidates running for office and all other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. A candidate A says that if elected, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, and make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and investing in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. And candidate B says that if elected, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America and protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. all other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
A.
A. So it'll be much more candidate A, or somewhat?
Yep. More.
Okay, thank you. And I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has accomplished in his first term in office. For each one, tell me how important is that for you, please. So let me see here. Today, more Americans have health insurance than under any previous president, and thanks to legislation Biden signed, millions of Americans are saving an average of $800 a year on premiums. So for that, that would be very important for you, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Invested nearly $6 billion, a record amount to support modernize and add students at historically black colleges and universities.
So, not that important.
Not very important. Okay.
No.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. How important is that for you?
Somewhat important.
Okay, so somewhat. Thank you. Created an infrastructure law which is expanding broadband to low-income communities, eliminating lead pipes, and providing clean drinking water across the country?
That's important.
Okay, and invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open?
Not so important.
Not very important or not at all?
No, not so important.
Okay, banned chokeholds and non-knock warrants for federal law enforcement officers?
Then what?
Banned chokeholds and non-knock warrants for federal law enforcement officers?
Yeah, that's important. People are dying.
Okay, very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, and capped out of pocket Medicare costs and $2,000 per year, and capped the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid recipients?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, we are almost done here, so thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So now let me ask you, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
No, neither.
So you wouldn't vote?
I'll wait for a new candidate.
Okay, thank you. And some things over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, I'm not very morbid, so one.
One. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. For example, Facebook?
No.
Okay. Twitter?
No.
Apple News?
No.
TikTok?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Technical college. I went through high school, so 12th grade.
Postgraduate?
Say it again.
So that'll be a postgraduate, you said?
Yeah, I did a four-year okay. apprenticeship.
Okay.
So I went to technical school.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
None. Zero.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're good.